What's up, y'all? This is Rare Breed. Before we get into the video, hit that like button. Did you know you're only getting access to 50% of my content? If you want access to everything, all you gotta do is join the Rare Breed regime via Patreon. A few of the many benefits are my exclusive dating show series, Around the Web with Rare Breed, and you get all my videos ad-free. Now, this one I need you guys to do to make this video and our channel go viral. First, hit the like button. Next, make sure you comment. I don't care if it's a good vid, bro, a like emoji, or really just anything. Just make sure you keep it clean. And if you make any generalizations about men and women in the comment section, they're going to block it. So speak in code. Last thing you could do is make sure you watch this video to the end. If you don't want to watch this video to the end, at least watch it halfway through. It really helped with the algorithm. And this is a Rare Breed triple feature. So make sure you stay tuned after I go over this first article. It's not a shocker that an adult film star is splitting from her husband. We all could have predicted it. But before I even get into the article, look at that picture right there. She's already emasculating him. Look at how she's squeezing his face. It's not even in a loving way. It's in an aggressive way. She got the back of his neck all gripped up. I mean, he's already getting punked. And this isn't just like a fun picture that got snapped on a Sunday night when they was just cuddled up watching movies. This was like a professional photo shoot where he's visually getting punked out. And to be honest, if she even respected his masculinity and his manhood, she wouldn't even attempt to do a pose like that for the world to see. It says Mia Khalifa has split up with her husband of 2 years, Robert Sandberg. The influencer, sports broadcaster, and former porn star got engaged to the Swedish chef in March 2019 before they legally tied the knot in the kitchen of their first home on June 10th, 2019. They were due to have their wedding ceremony on June 10th last year, but it was canceled due to you know what, and now the pair have gone their separate ways. You know the saying, you can't turn a hoe into a housewife. Honestly, after a woman has had sex with three guys and still haven't found her life partner yet, usually her pair bonding ability at that point is pretty screwed up, let alone 362 guys. Okay, yeah, I just pulled that number out of nowhere, but I'm sure it's either that or more with this Mia Khalifa chick. It says, announcing a breakup on social media, of course, so she can signal to other guys she back on the market, and just for attention, and so everybody could reach out and tell her how beautiful she is and how she shouldn't worry about it and she'll find somebody else, you know, just to make her feel better, you know? So she don't feel bad about ending what she told God she would never end. The Lebanese-born star said they went through almost a year of therapy together but couldn't make the marriage work. So, wait, y'all was already in therapy a year in? You was never serious about this in the first place. Y'all must have been having problems from the jump. Why did you get married? I know why you got married. For the illusion of it. Not to actually stay with this man and work it out through thick and thin. You just wanted that checked off your life accomplishments. And once you got that, time to kick the man to the curb. She said, we confidently say we gave it our all. No, you didn't. And making our marriage work. And the reason why she went to therapy is so she can make it seem like she tried to make it work. Never go to therapy, fellas. Once she's suggesting therapy, she probably already sucking another D. And she just going through the motions now to make it seem like she care. Once you get to a point where another person got to tell y'all how to make your relationship work, it's probably over with. We will always love and respect each other because we know that not one isolated incident caused our split, but rather a culmination of unresolvable fundamental differences that no one can blame the other for. Anytime a woman talks like this about a breakup, she was to blame. Because if it was something that he did, she would have made it very clear. He cheated on me. He was abusive. He was controlling. Yada, 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 yada. Anytime a woman is explaining a breakup in a very neutral way, it was something she did. It was her fault. Okay, I'm going to go over another video next. But let me know what you guys think those fundamental differences were in the comment section that led to them splitting up. This next video is titled, 5 Manipulative Ways Guys Try to Control You. Let's get into it.
Hey guys, so I'm back today. I'm going to be telling you 5 manipulative ways guys try to control you. Please like and subscribe down below. I'm going to be doing a giveaway when I reach 1K and I'm almost there, so subscribe down below. Let's get started with this. As you guys know, I was in a bad relationship just recently, my last relationship. I have a lot of like signs and stuff that I've noticed with friends' relationships and then my relationship that I had. Obviously, all these things, some guys do it and it's not because they're trying to control you. It's just like if they do this too often and if they...
Okay, I want to say it is definitely a red flag when a female has been in bad relationship after toxic relationship after toxic relationship. She's going to try to paint it like she just had bad luck with bad guys, but no, it's something definitely wrong with her. That's why she keep getting into relationship with bad guys. So don't ever forget that.
They do like all of these, it really is kind of like a red flag just a little bit that they're maybe like trying to control you a little more than you deserve. So first I have, doesn't let you wear what you want because other guys are looking, and that's a big...
No. It's not a red flag. Most decent guys don't want their women walking around looking like prostitutes. It makes sense. It's not even about other guys looking. It's just about human decency and coming across as a respectable human. If a guy wants you to be the future mother of his children, no, he don't want you out dressing like a slut. It's a bad look on him. It's a bad look on the family name, honestly.
So that's a big thing. A lot of guys are like, don't wear that because guys will look at you. And it's like, I can literally wear whatever I want. That doesn't make me not loyal to you or anything. It just annoys me with that a lot because they're like, I've seen a lot of girls like, well, my boyfriend won't let me wear that, or my boyfriend will get mad if I wear that, or like show a little bit of my stomach. It's like, it's your body. He's not controlling your body, because just because guys are looking at you does not mean anything. Like, okay, he can get jealous.
Why do you want guys looking at you? That's the bigger question. And it's like, look, you can wear whatever you want. You just can't wear whatever you want and go out with me. And then if I see you keep trying to fight it, and you choosing dressing slutty over going out with me, then you're not the woman for me. It's that simple. I can't make you put on this or that. But if you want to dress like a slut and that's not in alignment with my values, then find another man. Simple as that.
But he should have enough self-confidence in himself and in the relationship that you won't cheat on him just because guys are looking at you or trying to talk to you. So that is a really big thing. If he says anything but like, oh, you shouldn't wear that because it's too revealing and stuff like that, just be like, okay. And just wear it, because it's your life, and you only live one life, so it's like, literally, wear whatever you want.
But this is a woman that doesn't value you as a man, because what is the point of a woman dressing provocatively if not to attract sexual attention? And if she already locked down the man that she want to be with and spend the rest of her life with, why does she need to dress like that anymore?
He likes it or not, because if you feel good in it and if you like it, then wear it, because he won't always be there sometimes, and I feel like he just doesn't have a say, because you can be loyal even being butt naked. So that's my thing. Next thing is, makes you feel guilty. Examples are like not texting him enough. And then another thing is, a little big thing is, when you get sad or upset about something, like, it's not that big a deal. And they say that to you about stuff that you care about. And it's like,
okay, not texting enough. So she basically don't want to be shamed for being a bad girlfriend, or a man calling her out for being a bad girlfriend is being controlling. Yeah, this is what women do. They try to shame men for having standards and say they're toxic because they have standards. They'll try to defend anything. I know I stayed out all night and I didn't come home, but it's my body and it's my time and I can do what I want with it. Don't try to control me and tell me you want me to come home at night even though we live together and I'm pregnant. I could stay out all night if I want to. I'm my own person. Fuck out of here.
Well, it's a big deal to me, so I thought you cared about me. You should be trying to make me feel better and stuff like that. Basically, the overall concept is they really just care about themselves more than you, and they're trying to manipulate you so they feel better about themselves. So they just do that a lot, I feel like, especially with texting nowadays. If you don't text back right away and stuff like that, they're like, why are you texting me? You don't like me anymore, or something like that. And it's like, literally, I'm busy, or I don't want to text you all the time because we literally see each other. So it's like, what do I have to text you about? So I don't know. It's just annoying to me a little bit.
When a chick like you, you're gonna be able to tell that she likes you. She might not be able to text back, you know, in 10 seconds. She may be doing something. She may be at work. Fine. But if you see a pattern of her texting back 6 hours later, a day later, yes, she's not into you like that. But I want to make it very clear. When a chick is into you, there's no doubt in your mind that she's into you. Period.
Especially when, like, in my past relationship, I always felt, like, sad or upset about something, and he would always be like, it's not that big a deal. You are overreacting. Stop bitching all the
Probably
time.
Probably was.
It's like, I literally, I'm not bitching for no reason. There's always a reason, and it's usually, like, things that have built up, so then I, like, go crazy. Well, not really crazy, I just, like, tell him and stuff like that. So, overall,
Yes, a lot of women bitch and complain and cry all the time about goofy shit. And most men are gonna feel like it's goofy shit, because we used to handling our problems a different way. So, yeah, you could be compassionate when your girl is upset about something, but at the same time, you need to tell her when to just chill out and get over it. As the man, you need to try to give her mental and emotional guidance. And that's probably what her boyfriend was trying to do. I can't say for sure, but I know a lot of guys do try to do that. Like, look, babe, it ain't that deep. You know, try not to think about it. We're actually trying to be helpful.
big red flag is like when they make you feel guilty for feeling sad or something, or when they make you feel guilty because you're not texting them enough or giving them enough attention when you obviously do. And maybe sometimes you don't. So maybe that is trying to help the relationship. But sometimes when you know you're giving them a lot of attention and stuff and they still say that, then it's kind of a red flag. And then this is kind of the same thing. It says you're not trying in the relationship because you aren't giving him your attention 24/7.
She basically just a hoe and a bad girlfriend, and she's trying to make a video to give advice to other hoes and bad girlfriends so they don't feel bad about being hoes and bad girlfriends. Let's just go to the next video.
I'm Andy White, founder of I'msickofsingle.com. And before I get started, I want all of my independent women to make some noise. I see y'all, I hear y'all, and today I'm going to teach y'all how to find Mr. Right. Because we're not...
Never, ever, ever take advice from a woman on dating. Ladies, if there's any ladies listening, please don't ever take dating advice from a woman. And I didn't see any ring on her finger. That's the first question you should ask if you even consider, which you shouldn't, taking advice from a woman about your dating life. Like, where's your ring? How long have you been married? If you were going to take advice from a woman, it would be from a woman who's been married for 50 years happily. Not some old single thought who just tired of getting pumped and dumped and now she feel like she came up with some magical philosophy on how to get a man. Well, if it's so magical, why haven't you used it to get a husband? Those are the type of questions you need to ask.
I'm not taught that. As women, we are taught one universal thing about dating, and that is to wait. Wait for the man to approach you. Wait for the man to ask you for your number. And wait for the man to ask you on a date. And do you know what that truly teaches women? That everything in our love life is on a man's time and terms. Ladies, if you think that is asinine, because you don't wait for anything in your life.
You don't have any choice but to wait. Women are the gatekeepers of sex. Men are the gatekeepers of commitment. So if the guys you want don't want you, it's nothing you can do. You can be proactive as you want. You can be strong, independent, go-getter. But if they don't want you, they don't want you. Period.
Time to bring that same level of confidence and proactivity that you bring to every other area of your life to your love life. Because the reason you can't find Mr. Right is not because you're not beautiful. And it's not because you don't bring valuable things to the table. The reason you can't find Mr. Right is because you are waiting on him to find you. And don't get me wrong, because I wholeheartedly believe in the scripture that says, he who finds a wife findeth a good thing. My question to you, however, is what are you doing to be found? And so how you help Mr. Right find you is by developing...
If you in your late 20s, early 30s, still trying to figure out how to find a man and how to get a relationship, you're probably too far gone already. And these women have had good guys approach them and try to talk to them, but they didn't want them because they were too nice. Not they old and washed up, they got to go to seminars and shit. You too far gone already.
Developing the courage to flirt first. And I say that for three main reasons. The first is because men approach significantly less today than they did just 10 years ago.
I wonder why.
And they approach...
Hashtag me, you know the rest. You know what? I can't even do anymore. Let me know what you guys think below. Join the Patreon and support the content. And I'll talk to you guys Thursday at the same time. I hope the next time you hear from me, we both better people than we are today.